शांति। वृंदा जैन की कम शील मेक यू से थ्री टाइम्स आई वॉन्ट नॉट ना सो ऑल ऑफ अस से विद दैट फेथ एंड कॉन्फिडेंस दैट एट दिस टाइम God is our Supreme Father, Teacher and Sadguru in a practical way. God Himself is sustaining us, He is teaching us and He is purifying us. As a father, mother, He is sustaining us. Okay. Sorry, there is a change in the Thai frequency. Thai is 104.2. Thai frequency 104.2 and Chinese 101.7. Thai 104.2. So, as a father and mother, God is sustaining us. We are getting direct sustenance from God Himself. We are getting direct knowledge from God Himself. So as a teacher, He is teaching us. And as a Satguru, He is purifying us and preparing us for returning home. So we have so much faith, because only on this type of faith we say with pride that we are the true Brahmins. We are the mouth-born progeny of Brahma. We are, of course, direct children of God, but then also the mouth progeny of Brahma. Because through Brahma only, God has given us a new life, a new birth. He's teaching us and purifying us. And at this time, both Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba are our engines, pulling this engine and taking us across, or taking us beyond. And as Baba says, that I come to establish three things at the confluence age. I establish a religion, the deity religion which has gone into oblivion, which is forgotten, just the memorials are there in the form of gods and goddesses, and that religion existed on earth in golden age, but today it is no more because we don't have those values, and therefore God is instilling values in us so that we can go back or come into that religion once again, or that religion be established once again. And for the establishment of religion, God is purifying us. Because no religion can be established without purity. All the prophet souls who came into this world, only with the power of purity could they establish their religion. And therefore God, who is ever pure, He establishes the highest religion in which all the souls are completely pure. But then we know this is a cycle and nothing can be there forever. Change is inevitable, and therefore purity is lost, then purity comes, body consciousness comes, and we also change our religion, our true religion. The soul religion is peace, purity, and physically we were the deities. So God is establishing that deity religion through purity. And then God also establishes a kingdom. Baba often says that those prophet souls who come, they don't establish a kingdom, they just establish a religion. But God establishes a kingdom simultaneously. Those religions which come at the beginning, they are very simple. But then gradually they grow and then the kingdoms are established later on in every religion. But here the kingdom is being established simultaneously. And for that, Baba tells us how there is a world emperor, the world empress, and then the royal family, and then the subjects, and then the servants. So Baba talks all about that. And the rosary of 108, and you can become the victorious bead of that rosary of the victorious. So Baba gives us that temptation, that you can claim a high status in that kingdom. But for that, what is necessary, just like for the establishment of a religion, purity is essential, so too for the establishment of any kingdom, there are certain rules, laws, bylaws, a constitution is made, which is for that kingdom or for that rule, or for that country, whatever. So Baba is also giving us all the disciplines, the principles, from morning till night, and we inculcate those sanskars at this time, which we didn't have before. We had earlier in the golden age, but we lost them, and now Baba says you have to get them back. So from morning till night, the disciplines Baba gives us, waking up, our food habits, our lifestyle, everything, for our thoughts, for our words, for our actions, for everything, what from A to Z, Baba is telling us the disciplines and what to do and what not to do. And therefore we say these are becoming our laws and bylaws and rules and regulations, or you may call it the constitution. And through this a kingdom is being established. And then the third thing Baba establishes is a family. So God's family, Baba says, is this one. Of course the whole world is God's family. But then those who don't recognize God, how could then they be part of the family? Indirectly, of course, they are, because they are souls. But not directly, because they don't know God. They don't even know the Self. And therefore, those who know the Self, those who know who God is, they come in the direct family of God. And we say with that intoxication, pride, faith, that we know the Self, we know the Father, and we are one family of God and Brahma, the Creator. And we had scattered all over the world, and now we are back to our beloved father and mother and teacher and Sadguru. And therefore, that family which scattered all over the world from Copper Age onwards, went into different civilizations, cultures, whatnot, religions, so many, so much variety in the world, they all went and changed everywhere, and now they are coming back. So we say with that pride, yes, we have become one world family. And God is the world benefactor who is giving benefit to the souls of the world. And therefore Baba says, you must not leave any soul without this knowledge. No one should complain at the end that God came and I didn't know, why didn't you tell me? Therefore no one should complain at the end. Of course, they may blame themselves, and they will do blame themselves that we did know, we got the message, but we didn't pay attention. So it's their mistake, not yours. And therefore Baba says, no one should complain to you that you didn't give the message. And therefore Baba in every murli tells us what we have to do. So we can understand that how the world is changing. But then again, we all know our slogan that world change will come only through self-change. Self-transformation leads to world transformation. This is the essence. You can't forcibly make anyone else to change. You can only request. You can plead, you can request, you can ask, you can tell, but you can't force. Because everyone is free. Every soul is free. But then, whatever one does, he has to pay for that. And Baba says, you sow the seed, the fruit will come one day. You don't have to say, I did so much service, but nobody took gyan, nobody accepted. Doesn't matter. You do your job. And once we have understood this subject of service and the subject of dharana, we know that we will definitely claim a high status. Of course, all the four subjects are necessary and we need to pass in all the four subjects. And therefore, important to know the qualifications for passing with honors. We can pass with honors only if we get high marks in all the four subjects. If we get high marks in one or two and three and not the fourth, or two and not the other two, then also we cannot pass with honors. And not just the theory part, but there is the practical part too. So in practicals also we need to gain full marks. If we gain good marks in theory, but not in practicals, then too we cannot pass with honors. So theory and practicals, both are important. You know, I remember when I was studying in college, I was very good at practicals, very good. I was doing science, so I was very good. And I used to get 100 out of 100 in my practicals. But then when it used to come to theory, I wasn't very good. My writing was quite slow because I was trying to write beautifully, and because of trying to write beautifully, I couldn't write fast. And therefore, I couldn't complete the theory papers. But practicals, I was very good. And therefore, I got very good marks in practicals, but theory, not that much. So we say, no, we have to get good marks in all, not just practicals, not just the theory, but theory and practicals. And then it's not just only at one time the test and we get all the marks. This is a continuous process. Just like in our studies too, it's not just at the end whatever you study and you marks you get, that according to that you get your degree. But it is throughout the year we get our tests, we get our paper examinations, and we need to get good marks in all the different tests too. Even the sub or the in-between 3 months, quarterly, half annually, 3/4 of the year. So in all those tests, we have to get good marks in order to get the good marks in our finals. But then again, Baba here says, there only after 3 months and, or 6 months or 9 months and then one year, one semester, second, third, you know, whatever semesters are there. But here, it is at every moment, every second, we have to pass the test. in every breath, in every thought, not just in writing, not just in actions, but here in every thought, in every word, in every action, in every breath, in every moment. So you can imagine how we are undergoing the test. And if we are able to pass in that test at every time, then we can assure ourselves that we will definitely pass with high marks or with honors. But then, how do I know? How do I know? Baba tells us different methods. He teaches us in different ways. He gives us different points for coming to know how close we are to the stage of passing with honors. Baba said in the last Murli to the Avyakt Murli, just follow the Father. So simple. Just follow the Father. Before you create any thought, just have the thought, this thought which I'm creating, would Brahma Baba have created this thought? These words which I'm going to speak, would Brahma Baba have spoken such words? This action which I'm to do, would Brahma Baba have done that action, you know? So they say, there's a saying, and Baba said, for pehle tolo fir bolo. In Hindi there's a saying, whatever you want to say, first you weigh those words. Are they really important? Are they really useful? Will they really be of help to anyone? Okay, yes, then you can speak. So first weigh them and then speak them. But even for thoughts, there's a saying, think before you think what you are going to think. Can we think before we think what we are going to think? That is, before doing the thinking, we have to think that whether this thought which I am going to create will be a good one, will be good, or will it be useful or not useful. So to that extent, people do say in the world, but then they hardly practice. And why they don't practice? Because they don't have any aim and objective. That is why Baba says when people go to satsangs, they just listen to long stories and scriptures and just stories, and maybe of the past, maybe it's good. But those stories have some moral behind, they have something for inspiration behind, which they are told, but then they never think that this is for them. I remember, when I was young, I used to go to these different satsangs, and I used to listen to those gurus giving the story of Ramayana and other stories. Now, in the story of the Ramayana, it is said that Ram went to the forest with Lakshman and Sita, and how afterwards, how people started crying, and then how when Sita was kidnapped and Ram was crying. So what happened? When they speak, the people in the audience also start crying. Well, it was Ram Sita who was kidnapped, not your wife is kidnapped, no? But then they start crying in such a way as if their own wife is kidnapped. It's like that. Because those gurus, the way they speak, the way they say things, it's very good for the ears, for listening, the ears listening. And therefore they think they are like just pulled into that ocean of those feelings and vibrations, and they think they are lost in that. So in today's world, this happiness for the eyes, for the ears, is very lovely. And people are just drawn towards that. But they never realize that, whatever qualifications Ram had, do I have them? I remember, in India, now it is everywhere in the West also, the Ramayana was shown. It was at 10 o'clock in the morning, sharp on the television, the story of the Ramayana used to come. And people used to be glued to the television. This was some 15, 20 years ago. Many years ago. And at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, the whole city would be deserted. Everything deserted. Nobody on the street, because they were glued to their televisions. watching the Ramayana. Now, of course, in every home we have the videos and all that DVD. Well, during those days it wasn't there. So it was a big craze watching the Ramayana. And not, there was not a single one who would not watch the Ramayana. So, and that time I was invited to a school to give a lecture on values. So during those days, so it was a current topic, the Ramayana. And there were girls, like 15-year-old girls in school, the 10th class like. So I had to speak on values. So I asked just casually in the classroom, do all of you watch Ramayana? They said, of course, yes. They all raised their hand, yeah, we watch the Ramayana. Then I just casually asked them, whose acting did you like the best? Because so many actors, no? There's Ram, Lakshman, Sita, Hanuman, Ganesh, you know, Raval, everyone. There's so many actors, each one playing different role. So whose acting did you like the best? And to my surprise, they all shouted, you know, spoke loudly, Ravan. We loved Ravan's acting the most. Actually, it was my mistake. I should have started on values, you know, but then I just said the opposite. Whose acting did you like the best? And they all said Ravan. So when they said Ravan, I was shocked. Because I expected that they would say Ram and then the values, you know, all those things. And then, so when they said Ravan, I didn't know what to say next. I said, really? You all loved Ravan's acting the most? And you did not like Ram's acting? And one girl stood up and said, very boring. Very boring. I said, very boring. Why? Then she started acting, you know. Because she said that when Ram would be asked anything, he would first keep silence, think, and then say just a few words. And he would walk so slowly, act so slowly, smile, you know. And then act. But Ravan, so powerful. And therefore, we didn't like Ram's acting. We liked Ravan's acting. Because Ravan shouting, screaming, laughing, you know, and making everybody get panicked and all that. Devil, no? So what will a devil do? But, of course, he acted very well. Very well, I'm sure. It was very good acting. Actually, that person who played the role of Ravan, he came to Mount Abu, the actor. He came to Mount Abu and he was sharing his experience because he became so famous. So famous, you know. He was a very good actor and a very good person in real life. So, once when he came to Mount Abu and he took some meditation lessons. So he was told to share his experience on this stage. And I think it was the meditation hall. At that time, Om Shanti Bhavan was also not made. I don't remember. But then he came. And he was, so when people asked him to share his experience of acting in the Ramayana, the film as Ravan. So you know what he said? People asked him, what change came in your life when you played the role of Ravan? And he said, well, no change came in my life because he's a very good person. He's a businessman, but he does different roles also. He acts. No change came in my life, but a big change came in the life of my children, young children. And then people asked him, what change came in their lives? Then you know what he said? He said, my children have become more angry. My children, not mine, not myself. My children. And when he asked why, he said, because people tease my children. Oh, Ravan ka bacha. You know, Ravan ka bacha is like a bad word. Son of Ravan, child of Ravan. It's like insulting that person. Who will be a son of Ravan? The one who's a devil himself. Because Ravan is a devil, so his son will also be a devil, no? And therefore, if you want to insult somebody, you can say him with these abusive words that you are a devil, you are a son of a devil. So you're the son of a devil, of Ravan. So my children have become very angry. They get angry with me. They say, Father, why did you play such a role? Why did you play such a role? But no change in, has come in me. And when Ram and Ravan, you know, those actors, they are very good friends. So both of them went to a hotel, the actors. They went to a hotel and ordered food. But one of them ordered vegetarian food and the other ordered non-vegetarian food. Now the waiter was confused because one acted the role of Ram and the other acted the role of Ravan. So the waiter thought the one who acted the role of Ram, he must be vegetarian. And the one who ordered for non-veg food, that is Ravan. So he ordered for non-veg food. But actually it was the other way around. The one who acted the role of Ram, he was a complete non-vegetarian. A complete non-vegetarian, a smoker, a drunker, you know, he used to drink and smoke, all the bad habits he had. And the one who played the role of Ravan, a very good person, a devotee of Shiva, and a very religious person, a complete vegetarian, you know, with all the values in life. And Ram, the one acted that with no values in life, but he played the role of Ram. So what I'm trying to say is that how, you know, those children, when I was talking to them, then I wanted to talk on values. Now how to start? Because they like the role of Ravan. So I said, well, supposing now you like the role of Ravan, very good. Okay, your answer was okay according to you. But then supposing in real life, if your father was like Ravan, would you like it? Would you like your father to be like Ravan? Shouting whole day, drinking whole day, fighting whole day, hitting the children. Would you like that? He said, no, you never like a father like that. Okay, supposing your brother would be like that. Would you like it? No. And well, hope it doesn't happen, but supposing you girls get married and your husband is like that. Will you like it? He said, no. Well, you don't like your father to be like that, your brother to be like that, your husband to be like that. Why do you like his acting? Why do you like his acting? They said that, well, it was just on the screen, it was not in reality. Then I came to the point, what would you like in reality? What would you like? Which type of father would you like? Which type of husband would you like? Which type of brother would you like? And then they all said Ram. And then I started, why would you like a brother or father or husband like Ram? Then I started speaking on the values. And then the whole lecture on values. So then patience, humility, you know, all the virtues which Ram has, that then they started speaking, started saying, and then I went on. So what I'm trying to say is that Baba teaches us these qualifications. And Brahma Baba was a perfect example of that. But such a big transformation came in Brahma Baba, of course. But it doesn't mean that Brahma Baba had... He was like Ravan, of course, he wasn't like that. On the contrary, Brahma Baba's qualities were so beautiful even before Shiv Baba entered in his body. I know Baba's Laukik wife of Baba, she used to worship Baba. How much she respected Baba. Every morning she would touch his feet. She would worship his feet like, you know, wash his feet. So much respect she had for Baba. You know, that is what Baba's Laukik daughter used to tell us. How much respect she had for Baba. Why? Because Baba's qualities or virtues were so beautiful even before Shiv Baba entered in his body. He was so royal. And when Shiv Baba entered in his body, of course, the disinterest came more and more, and the values or virtues, of course, increased, and Baba's life like sparkled. But then even before that, Baba had those qualities, because Sri Narayan in his last birth, you can imagine, of course it won't be that much as Sri Narayan will have, but then even in his last birth, those qualities were there of the deities. Whenever Baba used to meet the royal families, because he was a jewel merchant, you know, diamond merchant, and the kings of those days used to invite Baba, and especially the wives, the queens, they would not travel, they would not go anywhere, they would not be going to shops. So the kings used to call Baba to their palace, and the kings would tell him that you can go and visit our queens and ask them what type of necklace they would like, and what design they would like, how they would want the diamonds in their necklaces and in their bracelets, or you know, all these different ornaments. So, and Baba was so royal, his vision, his drishti was so pure at that time also, that those kings used to say to him that, Lakhi Raj Babu, you are so royal, even in this, you know, though you are only a businessman and we are the kings, but you have the qualities of a king much more than we have. And then maybe God made a mistake. God should have made you the king, but God made a mistake and he made us the king, and you are just a jewel merchant. But Baba said, no, God can never make a mistake. How can God make a mistake? But it was not a mistake. Why it was not a mistake? Because at this time, the soul of Sri Narayan in the last birth cannot be a king. Golden age, silver age, of course, copper age may be at the beginning. But then all the Brahmins, the deity souls at this time are in a very ordinary form. Of course, though ordinary form, but full of values. So we children didn't have to really make too much effort to change ourselves. Maybe a few had to. But otherwise, the deity religion souls, even at the end of Iron Age, are very good. So we can all say with that faith and with that pride, that in our last birth also, we are much better than thousands and hundred thousands of people of the world. What do you think? Are we very bad? Those who say we are very bad, we were very bad before we came to Baba. Even if you think you were not. Because if you would have been really very bad, you wouldn't have come to Baba. And the deity souls can never be really very bad. Even in the last birth, we do have those values. But then maybe they were hidden within us. And how, with the knowledge, they come to surface, to the surface. They are manifested, what is within us. Anyway, we do say, what is meditation? Meditation is the manifestation of perfection within. So they are manifested from within. We are the embodiments of purity, peace, love, happiness, etc. But we didn't know that. And now once we have come to know, we are able to bring that out through the meditation, through the awareness, through the contemplation, through the churning, through the concentration and everything else which we do in Raj Yoga. So with that, we are able to bring out our purity which is already in us. And therefore Baba says, see to your original qualities. Your original qualities as well as your beginning qualities. What you were. Remember your original form. You were so pure. Remember your beginning form. You were so pure. So once we start becoming aware of that, immediately we begin to realize that it's not difficult at all. To pass with honors is not difficult at all. But then we feel it difficult when we start looking at each other. This one not doing that, that one not doing that. How can I do it? He's in Gyan for 50 years and I'm just 2 years. How can I go ahead of him? How can I do as much as he did in 50 years? Not possible. But then here Baba says, nothing is impossible. Why nothing is impossible? Because no one has got the seat yet. Once somebody asked Dadiji, Dadi Prakash Maniji, Dadiji, Baba is going to become first Narayan. You will surely become second Narayan. So Dadi said, who told you? Did Baba tell you? You know, I was standing there translating, and she's telling Dadiji, Dadi, you are going to become second Narayan. And Dadi asked, who told you? So she was taken aback. But then, did Baba tell you? She said, no Dadi, but you have those qualifications and you'll surely become second Narayan. And Dadi said, see, we're all running in the race. Even you can become second Narayan. And she was taken aback. I can become second Narayan? Dadi said, yes, you also can become. You know, she got very intoxicated that, see, Dadiji said such beautiful words to me. But then it's very true that how we are running this race, it's like a marathon. In a marathon, it's a long race. And maybe some obstacle race also. But then it's not that those who started first, they will reach first. Not necessary. Or those who started late will reach late. Not necessary, because in between there are so many things we have to cross. But then again Baba says, you are not alone. You are with me. Give your problems to me. Give your burden to me. I am there to take your burdens. You just become carefree, but don't be careless and look only in the front. So what are the qualifications we would need? Of course, as Baba says, yes, we have to, in order to pass with honors, we have to get full marks in all the four subjects. We have to get full marks in thoughts, words and actions. We have to get full marks at every moment, at every step, in every thought. But then again Baba says, do not think that it is difficult, because I am with you. So if we have that consciousness, definitely it's not impossible, is not there at all in our dictionary, but it is also not difficult. It can become easy. But this is why Dadi Janki, I'm seeing Dadi Janki. You know, she was saying yesterday that I tell Baba, why am I here? All my Dadis have gone, Dadi Ji gone, Dadi Chandramani gone, Didi gone. Why have you kept me here? What am I doing here? I should be with my other Dadis. But then Baba says, no, you have to be here in order to take everyone back. These were Dadi's words yesterday. And therefore Dadi is here with us to take us back home, to take us as Baba wants us to become. And therefore Dadi is emphasizing so much. You know, we were keeping different topics in the morning classes. Dadi is saying, why you want to keep these topics? No, you must keep such topics which will make us perfect, which will make us karmatid, which will make us return home. Keep only those topics. Don't keep any other topic. Don't keep any other things. Don't keep any other programs. Just how to become perfect, how to return home, how to do this, that's all. Because we all have to go home. So we are seeing how Dadi Janki, she's here only to make us perfect and return home. Of course, she says, I'm like a puppet. Baba is making me dance, that's all. And he is pulling the strings and I'm just working under the instructions. Dadi very often says, when I came at the beginning, at that time I was like a pigeon. I hardly spoke. I never spoke. I was a pigeon. And then when I started speaking, I was like a parrot. I started speaking. Whatever Baba would say, I would say the same. I was like a parrot. And now I'm like a puppet. Baba makes me dance here, there, so I go there, I dance there and I start dancing. But I'm in the, you know, in the hands of Baba. The strings are in Baba's hand. And this is what Baba, whatever he wants me to do, he gets it done. I'm not doing anything. So this is why the energy comes in her and Baba is getting it done. So we just take an example of Dadiji. And we just become obedient children. Whatever Baba wants us to do, we do it. And think of nothing else. Then I'm sure we can all pass with honors. Om Shanti. And now, of course, Dadiji will come. And till then, we will all meditate. Om Shanti. So, 6:30 meditation starts in Pandav Bhavan, and Dadi comes at 7. And Dadi said that she's going to give toli to everyone. That's what she said. Let's see. So we start meditation. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.